You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another in-depth program. We are in our ongoing interviewing process of school board District 200 candidates. We have in our studios today Mr. Brian Davis, who is seeking one of those seats. First of all, Brian, thank you very much for coming in here.
Well, thank you for taking the time to have me. I really appreciate it, Dan.
And I guess I should say in full transparency that I do know you. We used to live in the same neighborhood for a lot of years.
Yes, we did.
And I hold you in high esteem as a very hardworking gentleman.
Thank you.
With a lot of integrity.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I'm going to ask you then right off the bat, what the heck are you doing getting into? No, I'm kidding. You're going to be a great candidate.
Thank you.
Brian, first of all, tell us about yourself. Where were you born? Raised, education, work experience?
Sure, yes. Well, I was born and raised in New York City, actually. I'm from the East Coast originally. I moved to Hastings in 2001. So I've been here for, this will be the 18th year now that I've been here. And it's been a great ride. It really has been. I came originally to the area to work for Northwest Airlines, which of course is now Delta. And career changes happened. A career change after 9/11. And a lot of people were laid off and let go and that type of thing. So I went from there and moved into the business of working with people on health insurance, life insurance, and spent quite a bit of time being an agent. And then had Target Corporation approach me about a job. So went over there to do that. And over all that time, one of the things I discovered through these jobs was that while, you know, any job is a great job if you do it the right way, I found that I needed a little bit more fulfillment. So having some experience at the YMCA here in Hastings, having worked part-time, been a high-intensity interval training instructor, things like that, I determined that what I really wanted to do was be able to make a difference each and every day. And so I took on the position of the senior sports director at Hastings. So I'm responsible for the Hastings branch predominantly, but also the Eagan branch, the Burnsville branch, and the River Valley branch in Pyre Lake are also part of my purview. I get to see 600 to 700 kids a year. And I don't think there's any better job out there than one I've got currently. I get to see these children, I get to see their families, and really have my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the city.
Okay, great. Another question is, with the school district has about 4,700 students, 600 employees, a yearly budget of over $50 million, with 14 different bargaining groups to set wages. I think you've answered that, but let's go over that again. What qualifies you to be a school board member?
Well, one of the biggest pieces, in my opinion, is that when we first got to Hastings, we originally sent our son Drew to the St. Paul Public Schools for a few years. They had an international baccalaureate program up there out of Highland Park Elementary. The whole 5 years that Drew was there, I spent on what they call site council. They don't have that here because the district obviously is much smaller, but there they have these site councils at these schools, and they operate, if you will, as a school board on behalf of the principal of that school. So we met and we discussed facilities management, we discussed budget, we discussed hiring and firing, we discussed discipline issues. All of these things were covered in our site council meetings, and determinations were made amongst the site council members as to what actions we were going to take next, how we were going to work with the principal, work with the administrations, work with the children to make sure they were getting the best experience they possibly could during their school days.
Okay. And then you have to belong, and I think, again, you're answering, you're ahead of me on this already.
I'm trying to stay ahead of you.
I'll tell you what, when you get to older, it doesn't take a lot for that to happen. Now, as a board member, you must belong to subcommittees, and you have to work with fellow board members to determine these policies, budgets, manage the facilities, negotiate with unions, just to name a few. And what would you do, how do you find common ground with someone who may oppose your viewpoint? Or viewpoints?
I love that question. So the best and most effective way to do it is always talk about collaborating. I'm a big fan on sitting down and having a conversation. I think one of the things that we've started to lack, not just, you know, in small areas around the state, but also in the country, is we've gotten to the point now where we have trouble having civil conversations anymore. So what I always try to engage in is, hey, look, I'm a person, you're a person. Let's have an open conversation. Let's listen to each other's viewpoints. We don't always have to agree, but if anybody's sitting on the school board, I think we can all agree that we're all there on behalf of the children. And if we start off with that idea that we're all here for the children, I think there's anything that can be discussed and we can come to some type of understanding in terms of what's going to be best for them.
Wow. Thank you. You're listening to KDWA's in-depth program. Our guest today, Brian Davis, who is a candidate for a seat on the school board at District 200. There is 4 openings, 8 candidates, 1 incumbent, and 7 new board members. Brian, what do you see as the biggest current issue facing the school district today, or issues, I could say?
Well, I think that there's a few things. First of all, one of the things that I really want to take a hard look at is at the achievement gap. I think they were doing a really great job for what we would call our highest performing students academically. And we have a lot of programs in place for those that either need essential classes and things like that. What typically happens, and this just happens in schools, it happens societally as well, is sometimes the middle gets pressed. There's kind of this upward pressure and lower pressure that kind of starts squeezing the middle. And a lot of times our kids in the middle are the ones that either get left behind or their grades are just good enough, those types of things. I want to make sure we're taking a really hard look at that to make sure every child's got an opportunity to achieve whatever it is they want to achieve. And we make sure that we start guiding them early on. We start looking at all the possibilities. You never start too young to say, hey, look, there's 4 years for schools, there's 2-year programs, there's trade programs, there's apprenticeships, there's all types of different courses that these children could ultimately take when they become adults. I want to make sure that we're talking to every student and making sure we understand what's going to be best for them. How do you learn best? What are the things you're most passionate about? How can we play those into your day-to-day curriculum to make you excited about going to school and excited about the concept of learning?
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you see as other? I'm going to throw one out here that I've a couple of other, you know, members have brought up. And that is Hastings has struggled with declining enrollment for a lot of years. Do you think, as a school board member, and if it's possible, first of all, do you think a school board member can even control declining enrollment? And if they can, how would they do it? And if not, how do you deal with it?
Okay, so I do feel that school board members in and of themselves cannot control declining enrollment. If you're talking about a town of 21, 22,000 people, and you're talking about 7 people sitting on a board in a room, how are they going to control declining enrollment? However, one of the things I did mention at the forum that was at the middle school was the way you do impact declining enrollment is by working collaboratively with all of your community leaders. I think too often times we end up in silos. The school board's in a silo. The city council's in a silo. Property management's in a silo. So all of us are sitting in these silos, not working together. What I'd like to see happen is have the school board start to open up and start to talk to police, talk to city council, talk to the Chamber of Commerce, and start working together to not only talk about what are the challenges for our city that we can overcome, but also how do we start attracting new families, new young families into our town. But it has to be collaborative. It has to be working through everyone. I would go as far as to say, hey, we need to start calling in some of the larger real estate agencies in town and say, hey, what are you seeing? What do our property values look like? How do we size up versus the other suburbs, if you will, of St. Paul? Because oftentimes people think we're this remote outpost. I can get to St. Paul in about 22 minutes going the speed limit. So I think that we need to work more collaboratively across these different places. Bring down the walls, talk to everybody within our community, and work together to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the biggest successes of school board or school district 200?
The one thing I have seen time I've been here is I remember when I first got here, the school board was kind of struggling financially. There's some different things they were kind of dealing with. Right now, I see a school board that's got their budgeting together. They know where they're at. They're managing fiscally very well. I was very, very heartened to see how effectively we handled the last round of teacher contracts. That got done very, very seamlessly, if you will. I'm sure within committee, there are probably some things that went back and forth. But if you recall, last time publicly, it became quite contentious and went on for quite some time with the teachers not having a contract. That did not happen this time. So I thought that was very well handled as well. So I am seeing some positives in the sense of how we manage ourselves fiscally, how we manage those types of budgets, and those types of things. We're doing a very, very good job with that.
What do you see as needing improvement?
Some of the things I see that need improvement are, I don't know that we're in the best spot we can be disciplinarily, for example. I do get to talk to a lot of parents. Again, as I had mentioned earlier, I see 600 to 700 kids a year, and I see their families. There's talk oftentimes about bullying. In fact, I just talked to someone earlier today where there's been a bullying situation within their school. And we need to get our heads around and our arms around the discipline issues that we face. Also, I had mentioned before the achievement gap. The AVID program that's been put into place is definitely a step in the right direction toward helping us fix that. But discipline, the academic rigor, where are we at in those types of things, and also making sure that we are addressing where kids are going to be down the road in terms of careers and such. We really should be making sure we're paying attention to that at an earlier age.
Mm-hmm. Once again, you're listening to KDWA's in-depth program, KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7. Our guest today is Brian Davis, a candidate for a seat on school district, and of course at School District 200. What do you see as you talked about bullying and the achievement gap and all of that? How that's being dealt with currently. What other issues do you see that need addressing in School District 200? We kind of were talking off the air, and people can tell by listening to this interview that your goal is for the whole district. You don't have one single issue there, because your kids did go through, and I'm still amazed. I can still see your kids as young teenagers.
I know.
You got
so can I.
Your oldest son is in college already?
He's a freshman already.
Oh, my gosh. Where does the time go?
He's a freshman already down in Fort Worth, Texas. So.
Wow. Good for him. Good for him. And he'll succeed because of the drive and the honesty that's been instilled in him by his mother and father. So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, but what are some of the other goals that you'll see that the school board needs to address?
One of the things I would like to do, and I would put into action almost immediately up on January 1st and getting on the board, is touching base first and foremost. I'll start at the high school level with Principal Johnson. It's a kind of an ambitious goal, but what I would like to do is sit down and have lunch with 8 different students every week of the school year. I kind of went through a little bit of the math. If you meet with 8 different children each week, there are 3 different lunches. And if you sit down with them, that's 24 per week. There's about 36, 37 weeks in the school year. You multiply that out over the course of a school year, you will have met with 800 children.
Wow.
That's not a bad number. That's 2/3 of the high school that I would have met with. And that's making progress. Sitting down and doing that and then spending some time at the middle school as well, I'd like to volunteer at the elementary schools. I think that in order to really be an effective school board member, you need to be on the inside and see what's really going on. Talk to the students. The other thing I like to do is be able to speak to the teachers on a fairly regular basis. Let's sit down and talk about things. Part of the new union contract is the whole discipline committee the teachers are going to have. But that committee cannot be successful in and of itself. We as a school board have to help those teachers by saying, okay, what's going on in your meetings? Let's meet with you and talk about what you came out of your subcommittee meetings, and we all get together and try to make sure that we're on the same page in terms of those type of things.
Now, you're talking about, discipline committees. Are you talking about discipline with students or discipline of teachers?
No, discipline with students.
Students, okay. Students. You know, I asked Mr. Collins this many times. He's done a show on this radio station. I believe it's going on 15 years now. Is it today, or is it just more reported today, but are the kids, as when I grew up, which was even before you grew up, are they that much different? It seems like there's more coverage on, you hear a lot more of what's going on. Are they actually that much, how can I say this kindly, but do they misbehave that much, or is it just that we are bringing more, or we're paying more attention to it?
I think we're paying more attention to it, and honestly, if you look back, I'm dating myself a bit here, but you had TV set and that was it. Now it's Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat and in all these different types of social media where this information can get out. People videotape things with their phones all the time and then they post them. So I just think that it's because of the cycles and how fast they move that we're seeing more of this. But I think it went on back then as well. I don't think it's anything new. I just think it's different. And I think that we're dealing with it differently because we're getting caught up in a little bit too much of the trying to make sure that we don't hurt anybody's feelings and things like that. We need to be very vigilant, though. I mean, I understand handling children with kid gloves and looking at the situation, but I also think that if someone has done something wrong, we need to make sure that we're addressing that accordingly with them and the parents to make sure that those kids have the best chance for success as well. I don't want any kid to get themselves into so much trouble that they start to give up on themselves or give up on the school.
Thank you. We have about 3 minutes left, Brian. You have this time to tell the voters of School District 200 why should they vote for Brian Davis.
Thank you. So one of the things I want to make sure that people know is that I am all in on Hastings. I know I wasn't born here, and I know I wasn't raised here, and I don't have generations of family here. However, in this last 18 years, I've gotten to know a lot about the people, and I've learned a lot about this town. I'm the president of the Hastings Basketball Boosters. I'm the president of Raider Nation Youth Baseball. Clearly, I care about children. It's all about children for me. If I had had one thing happen to me or one thing that I was angry about, that would not be the time when I would run for school board. Believe me, there have been those times that have come up over the years where I wasn't enthusiastic about something in particular that happened. But it wasn't the right time, and that's not the right reason. My children have never had one issue here in Hastings. Not one. They've thrived. And these are children of color that have thrived. So yes, I absolutely think this town is a great place to raise kids. And my children have made it through. My daughter's a sophomore. My son's already graduated. And I don't envision any problems for her in the next 2 years. So that's not what it's about for me. What it's about for me is the children that I see at the Y, the children I see at baseball, the children I see in all the different types of things we manage. Right now, we're getting ready for our traveling basketball season. I'm going to see a lot of children again, and I'm going to see their families. I've always hoped those families felt like they'd come to me and open up, and some have, and they talked about different things that concern them. One of the things that happened last year was there was a mom that was having trouble with one of the elementary schools, and she ended up leaving Hastings. New young family, not here very long, turned around and left. I don't want to see that happen anymore. I want to advocate for what we're doing, and as a member of the school board, I feel like I'll be in a position to really try to help. I want to be part of the budgeting pieces that go on. I think that's an important piece. I want to continue to be able to help with that. I have an MBA in finance from Syracuse University. I'm well prepared to be able to do that type of thing. My undergrad was in economics and political science. I'm well established educationally to be able to do these types of things for this community. I want to work hard. I want to get after it. Again, I want to sit down with children and have lunch. I want to sit down with administrators and have lunch. I'd love to invite teachers in small groups. Let's have coffee before you go to work in the morning. I know it's already an early morning, but maybe a few would be willing to get up a little earlier and chat with me. I want to hear what's going on in them, what their struggles were. There's many people that believe, and this is my political science coming out, that one of the reasons we had so much trouble in the Vietnam War is because people on the front lines were telling Washington what they needed, and Washington was saying, well, that's not the report we're getting. We're just going to send you half. I want to talk to those people on the front lines. Those are the students, those are the teachers, those are the administrators. They know what they need better than any of the rest of us do. And I want to make sure I'm advocating for them and giving them an opportunity to do the best things they can do for our children, our community, and hopefully everyone out there will see that and give me a chance and vote for me on November 5th.
Brian, I want to thank you, and I want to thank you for being a candidate.
Thank you.
You're listening to KDWA's In-Depth. Before we go, also, if somebody does want to talk to you or get more information about Brian Davis, how can they do that?
Feel free to send me an email, if you like, to davishastingsschoolboard@gmail.com, or you can feel free to phone me at my office at 651-319-8023. I can tell you that people have either emailed me or called, or just stop by the Y and ask for me. I'd love to have a conversation with you.
Thank you, Brian. You've been listening to KDWA's In-Depth. Our guest today, Brian Davis, running for a seat on the Hastings School Board. This is KDWA Hastings.